Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
I noticed you guys were talking about Pumpkin Fest, and that kind of caught my interest. I was able to enjoy Pumpkin Fest last year, except for a couple of things that I thought were just a little bit out of place. And I was wondering if you might be able to help me out with an explanation as to why they were. One was the the no parking signs. I understand the need for no parking signs. They were made out of cardboard, but they had the word emergency at the top of them. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, why is it an emergency for people not to park on the streets? It's just, I don't know. It kind of gave the whole fun kind of festivities a really bad taint of I don't know what to use this term, but martial law. I mean, there were SWAT teams down there set up their little honeycomb hideout mm-hmm. right across the street from the city hall. We had guys that were dressed up like they were armed for bear, you know, like the old cartoon, the Bugs Bunny cartoon about, you know, hey, Doc, why are you hunting rabbits with an elephant gun? It just seemed like, I don't know, it's like a whole lot too much.
Were the emergency signs, were they printed, but they were on cardboard?
Yeah, they were on heavy stock cardboard, and it said at the top of them. I was wondering if you could change that this year, just get the word emergency off the sign. It just kind of creeps me out and everything, and it's just not something we should have in a free country, and not definitely not in a state that says, you know, live free or die.
Okay, I think that probably we have so many of them printed that we're going to be using them for the rest of our lives, but I think it says emergency, and I'll check with the police chief and find out to be sure. But I think it says emergency.
Okay. I can take care of it like I did last year and just cut the word emergency off the top of it, and that ought to do just fine. And thank you very much.
Well, okay. I was just wondering, where is this? Is this on Gilbo Ave, Cynthia, or Colin?
Well, I assume that they're putting them in places where people can normally park. And, for example, when the high school or when the high school graduation, I guess, is going on, or when the something big is going on at Alumni Field, the 4th of July celebration, for example, they put all the streets around my street, for example, doesn't have any no parking signs. So supposedly people can park there anytime they want to. But they put these signs up that say no parking, and they do have emergency at the top. And I think that's more to draw attention to the sign than it means an emergency. And I think that's to draw attention to the sign so that people will see that and not park there. Because the problem with people parking on the side streets is they're not always careful. And I've told the story before, but I'll tell it again. I can remember a time when we came home from watching the fireworks over at a friend's house on Hastings Avenue. We walked back home. We drove back home, I guess, and someone was parked in our right in front of our driveway so that we couldn't get in. And they were, when they finally came back, we parked in the middle of the road. We have a cul-de-sac. And they finally came back, and the person had a little bit too much, and he was ready to take a poke at my husband.
Oh, boy.
Because we asked him, you know, why he parked in front. And we were nice about it. But so I think that's why they don't, that has happened in other places. 357-1290, good morning, you're on Talkback. No, it's gone. Well, okay. And having a hard time communicating here.
He mentioned a SWAT team there. I don't recall seeing a SWAT team at all.
I don't either, but...
And I was pretty much all around that.
I don't remember that either, but I do think that there are... Maybe they're just there, better safe than sorry. I mean, you know, with so many people, you never know what's going to happen. That's the problem, is that, you know, when you have that many people, 70, 80,000 people in a city that only has 25 on a good day.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, it's Ian from freekeen.com. How are you?
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Fine.
What I was curious about is something that has really, I love living in Keene. I think it's a beautiful place, wonderful people. But one thing that really bugs me is that darn air raid siren that goes off in downtown Keene. And since we're talking about the fire station, or since you're talking about the fire station, I figured it would be an appropriate time to bring it up, because it seems like it operates when the ambulance or the fire folks are coming down Washington Street, kind of the running through the circle, and they shut down the lights on the circle get shut down as well. Is that all the case?
Yes.
I believe it, yeah, when it, it goes off when anybody...
For an emergency, it just lets, you know, the folks in cars and pedestrians crossing streets that to expect emergency vehicles coming down at any minute.
Well, I can say that there have been many times, like, for instance, at 2 in the morning or midnight or something like that, when the roads are virtually empty, that you know, that air raid siren is going off, and I don't live right next to the circle. I live a little ways away. I can still hear it from my house.
Mm-hmm.
It must be quite the annoyance for the people that are actually living right on the circle. And since the lights are being shut down anyway, that effectively takes care of whatever traffic problems that you might possibly have. And most people in their cars are looking where they're driving, so they'd be able to see the vehicles with the flashing lights. I guess what I'm saying is I've never heard of anything like this before. I mean, where I come from, they just use the sirens that are on, or the lights and the sirens if necessary, on their vehicle. And many times, if it's not necessary to use the sirens, they just put the lights on. So if it's midnight and they're pulling out of the station and there's nobody on the road, the lights should be sufficient. They wouldn't even have to use their sirens, and they certainly... I don't need to blast this klaxon across downtown. It seems a little unnecessary.
I've been in Keene all my life, and it's been here ever since I have. It's just always gone off.
Well, just because an idea has always been around doesn't make it a good one.
Well, let me tell you one that was the most fun. When KBK first went on the air, they were in the building that's now been torn down, that where the fire station is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine someone being on the air... And all of a sudden, that comes up. Everything had to stop till it was over. So
yeah, it's horrible. So anyway, otherwise, that's really one of my only complaints about.
I will find out from the fire chief and report back next week.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.